Oh my gosh, that's so scary because it announces.
Weird time to be alive, isn't it?
I know, right?
Weird time to be alive.
Yeah.
Just so much going on in the world.
There's a lot.
There's so much, more than any time ever in history.
Yeah, especially with COVID.
Especially with COVID. Mm-hmm. It's kind of drawn the line with everything.
Yeah.
And I know just listening to this podcast may like trigger people, because that's what people are made to do on social media, get triggered.
True, yeah.
Welcome to Lending a Hand with your host, Keaton Lender.
That's what it's made for in a lot of ways. It the is. Algorithm gets more popular when it's negative. Positivity does not sell. You know, you and I were talking about being optimists.
Yeah, definitely social media would dislike us on that.
Yeah. Let me see. We are definitely live on here.
Okay. Are we? Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Guys, welcome to Lending a Hand. This is my friend Tabitha.
Hi, guys.
She was so sweet to come over and do a podcast. The first one I've done since spring.
Yeah, it's been like 4 months for me, so it's been intense. This is going to be interesting, so I do apologize.
I do too.
Like, if you've never done a podcast with me, so like I'll like talk with my hands, I get very dramatic. That's I do fine. Apologize That's everyone.
I hope the audio is great as well.
Yeah, we had a lot of technical issues before this.
We always do.
I think that needs to be filmed, the technical issue first.
I think that's a good idea, yeah. A little behind the scenes.
Yeah. Because
that was a shit show.
There was a lot of cussing. A lot of Googling. Yeah, like, what the fuck are we doing?
I know I'm not getting on my phone in the middle of this. I'm looking on the live stream.
I'm just too boring. So he's like, he's got to find some action.
Some action?
Yeah.
You're talking about your microphone before you came over here.
I know. And then it didn't work, unfortunately. Yeah. Everyone, sorry about that.
That's all right. We got three people watching.
So oh my gosh, nice. Hello, guys.
Yeah, and they just jumped off the moment you said that.
They're like, oh God.
They really did, but it's a lag, so.
I know, but it's funny that they're like, oh shit, they saw me. Let me get off here really quick. I don't want to be called out.
I just like to bring it up on here so that we can see comments and
oh, things. That's a good idea.
I should put it right here first, both, so uh-huh. We can see.
Yeah, see, he's now being a gentleman, everyone. Didn't start out that way.
What do you, whoa, do not say that. That's not right. What do you mean? Holy crap.
You should have put it.
You're the one who wanted to take the shots. Come on.
I know. I thought it'd be easier. Wait. Oh, I thought someone made a comment. Shoot.
No, it's got the text on.
The caption.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a little nervous. It's been a minute. It takes time to work back into these things. It's been half a year since I did one.
That is a long time. So you're probably gonna fail at this. Not to
I
make you
failed nervous. It the first time, all 120 first episodes. So
you did 120 episodes?
I've got more than that.
Dang.
They're not all published, but I've got like 120, 116 published.
Dang.
I've done over 120 or 30 though.
Holy cow.
Done some with some ex-girlfriends that I did not publish.
Okay, well, he definitely has more experience than I do. I just have more experience talking, I feel like. Because I'm, you know.
Well, how old are you again?
I'm 31.
Okay, we're same age, so you probably.
Oh, I thought I was older than you. Oh, this is great.
That's you cool. Didn't graduate in Hot Springs, right? Where did you go to school?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, and then you're going to look at me like I graduated from a prison. What's happening over here?
I'm getting some water. I'm thirsty.
Oh, God. It's funny because I literally just said it sounds like where I'm going to tell you guys I graduated from is a prison. And then, like, it looked like there was, like, a knife rolling at me. So I do apologize.
This is actually the microphone.
Oh. So. Right. Everyone.
Turns into a knife.
Anyways, I gotta
murder you on live stream. That would actually get.
Anyways,
some
once he's talking, let me cut him off. I graduated from Izard County Consolidated.
Yeah, that is a prison.
It literally, that school is in Brockwell,
New Mexico.
No.
You said Brockwell.
Brockwell, Arkansas.
Yeah, I do not know Arkansas well enough.
And do you know where Mountain Home is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have I ever been there? No.
Okay. All right. Well, generally, if you keep going away from Mountain Home, there's a very, very small town called Brockwell. Okay. And that's where that school is.
Obviously, it's huge.
Oh, it's so big.
Like six kids.
One of my friends actually called me the other day and he was like, oh, they're able to get football now. And I was like, football? Why? And he's like, because there's 600 kids.
Wow. What,
guys, when I was
whole school?
Everyone's, yes, in the whole school. Guys, when I was in school, there was 400 to 500 kids, okay? And I graduated in 2008, and they just now hit 600 kids. Come on.
Wow. They're popular. They're growing quick.
Quickly.
I'll tell you, there's some schools in Arkansas that are just booming. It's crazy. Bentonville High School.
Springdale, yeah.
Huge. One of my buddies, Marshall, works up there. I mean, 800, 900 kids in a grade.
Dang.
So, yeah. That's one of the biggest schools in Arkansas.
Yeah, my kids go to like Hamilton, so that's a pretty, that's a bigger school than I went to. Yeah.
It's where I graduated from.
Ooh, like yes. Hamilton.
Yes. I almost said Wupik-Sui, but that's just because I'm in a really like anxious mood for this weekend's game against Georgia.
Oh, goodness. All right, away from the sport.
I know. Talk about it later.
That's on episode where Tabitha's not here.
Let me move this. Well, we do. Yeah, that's correct.
You're going to move that and it's going to fall.
No. And if it
doesn't, it's going to fall, everyone. If you're watching, you get to take a shot because it's about to fall.
Everybody watching is going to get drunk.
They all jumped off when we got online. I mean,
maybe we need to get drunk. You know, come back on.
And then they'll be more. Like, oh my gosh, drinking with friends, everyone. We'll change the title for you guys. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
We can pick a hot word, and then every time we say it, or someone in the comments say it, shot.
Goodness, this is really gonna. This is a great transition into our actual topic, which is body positivity. And
yeah,
like,
of course, everyone. Everyone knows body positive is associated with alcohol. Just saying.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
You're being serious?
Yeah, because I had to drink a shit ton of alcohol, everyone, to do my photo shoot yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So you got in the zone.
In the zone.
That liquid courage.
Yes, I had to.
Interesting.
It was super scary.
Yeah, I hear you. A little liquid courage goes a long way. I look nervous. I feel like I need to turn this way. Courage is better.
You look like you're, I don't know, like, hello. Hi, everyone.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Oh, God. It's been too long.
It really has. This is a good setup. I normally do them in my room. I have a TV kind of behind me.
Oh, well,
but
that's cool.
That was during freaking COVID when we couldn't do things in person.
Oh.
Ugh. Nobody like watches a podcast.
So did you do your podcast during COVID? Was that, what was like the technical, like what was the worst thing you hated about doing that? And then what was the best thing?
The best thing was I got to talk to some really amazing people in different states.
Well, that's cool. There you go. Positivity, optimism. Yeah, yes.
What wasn't there was, I think, context, because they weren't in person.
Oh, so you couldn't really, like, feed. Like,
yeah. They couldn't see me do this and turn. So
or be so awkward. Hi, guys. Robot here.
I'm actually in my underwear, which I'm not, everybody.
Well, let's clarify that.
Anyways.
Right.
Yeah, that's an interesting topic, alcohol. I'll tell you why. I got a DWI. Yeah, I'm first one ever, last one ever. Bad move. I wasn't even drunk. That's the crazy thing. I just
have you ever seen those commercials?
Yes.
Where they are like, it's okay. I was just tipsy. That was you.
Honestly, it was, unfortunately. Yeah. But it's still one too many. And it kind of sucked.
When did that happen?
August. That was always good. It was a downhill spiral from there, let me tell you.
you're still going down. Like you
the reason I brought that up. If I told you the whole story, the viewers would tune in more.
Oh my gosh, tune it. Let's do this. Hit it.
I don't think I can legally share everything.
Oh.
But I did get arrested, and that was the worst thing that happened.
What if you changed some facts up?
And that would be like what everybody's doing on the internet and faking it
till you make it.
Not a real thing.
It's not? You don't believe in it?
I think you can put yourself in that zone. And this is what I wanted to get at, was body confidence with alcohol, because there's no doubt that you do get liquid courage from alcohol.
Yeah.
But it's definitely bad for you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, not good for you.
Is it, though? I mean, okay. If you guys haven't watched Midnight Mass, I recommend that as a response.
All right, everybody, we're going to round this thing up. It was good.
Did you watch it before I
made it? No, I meant for the alcohol comment. I don't know what Midnight Mass is. So, I meant for the alcohol thing.
All right, everyone.
No, well, hold on. Back to the alcohol thing. That's what's more important.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I tried.
You don't plug in all these shows. They're way better. They have a bigger budget than I do. We don't have a budget for the show. We just do it.
I am very impressed by the drink setup here, everyone.
Yeah,
like, we did well. You were on point. I like it.
We like to hydrate everybody.
Yes.
Because I think water is a little bit better than alcohol.
Maybe.
It's not more fun. More fun, but
see, if he would have let me talk about Midnight Mass, which would have been a whole nother show. But they would argue from that point of view, I mean, Jesus did, you know, he made wine. So is it really bad? Is it our perspective? Like, it's us that make it bad? Oh,
no.
Let's talk
That's
about
really
this.
Not a mind blow. If you listen to Joe Rogan at all, he talks about this all the time. With people that are very, very intelligent. I'm not just talking about alcohol, but like, acid like Portland, Oregon just legalized every drug. They decriminalized every drug. Everyone.
So why
crack,
are we
cocaine?
All of it?
Every one of it. Google it, look it up. This is the facts, promise. I promise you on this.
Google.
Well, Joe Rogan's show that just got 31 million views yesterday.
Ooh.
Got it. That's a big deal. I mean, he's the biggest.
That's better than my 600 people back home.
Do you know, compared to what's a show that you think gets a lot of views? Like, what's something that you believe or you know gets millions of views? Like, the most.
Wait, what do you like?
The highest rated show that you can think of up to today, or sports.
Oh, God, you're putting me on the spot.
I'm just trying to put this in perspective for you.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what kind of genre you're talking.
News. Something on Netflix.
I mean, well, obviously, I would think the news currently,
I'm putting this
attention,
in
everyone. I'm going to use the news for example, because we were just talking about COVID. So I feel like maybe, okay. He's
you're getting off topic. Hold on. You're getting off topic. Stay on track.
Okay. Hit it.
So Joe Rogan.
Yes.
About 31 million views.
Mm-hmm.
One day.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson Cooper, you know who he is?
Yes.
Gay-headed, white guy, white-haired guy. Yeah. Love him to death.
I love him too.
Not even a million.
That's crazy. Huh. Because I like Anderson Cooper.
What was the biggest sporting event of the weekend? Because sports draw in a lot of crowd too. It's probably the Dallas game on Monday night.
Sure.
Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Heard of it? Like, what? 31. Never heard of Monday Night Football.
What is that? What are those sports that you say? Yes, I know Monday Night Football.
It got probably 2.3 million people viewing.
Dang. Well, that's a lot.
I can actually look just to make sure. But go ahead. Now you can talk.
Talk about what? You're telling me facts. I'm trying to be polite.
I was trying to put it in perspective just because
like how
Joe Rogan
much
has these crazy people on that talk in depth about this.
I don't know if I've seen him before.
Maybe. A lot of women don't like him because they think he's sexist. But he's a comedian.
Oh.
And I think that's the only person or job that can get away with being like telling sexist jokes. Because you know what?
Right.
It's a joke. I don't know how you feel about that, but I love to laugh.
Me too.
I'm definitely an optimist like you are.
Yeah.
I don't think everybody's trying to be racist and sexist. And they're just, it's interesting.
I think we just are too sensitive.
We definitely are too sensitive. Everybody.
Yeah. It just, well, I mean, I feel like it's escalating.
Yeah. Cause we're all superstars. We all have this social media. Cause you send out a Facebook, look, there's probably been like 25 people that have viewed this on the live stream.
Well, right now? Oh my God.
No, there's like three right now. Cumulatively,
there's three. But let's pretend they're 25. I love that. My three viewers, I appreciate you guys right now.
I actually appreciate y'all too. Thank you.
Yeah, because
more, I hope more people will listen to it because we put it on Spotify and I'll put it on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
So that's hopefully where we can get more people to listen to it. But honestly, there's 2.5 million podcasts out there. Oh. Only like, I think 95% of them have 500 or less viewers, mm-hmm. listeners, I guess.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. I mean, I've gotten like almost 10,000 total. Jeez, but I've been doing it for like 4 years. I've been doing it 4 years.
That's true, though.
So think, that's like, I get 15 sometimes on an episode. It's like, oh.
Yeah,
it's not worth my time to do this for a living, but I love to do it because people act so differently when you're on recorded and on mic.
Why?
Come on.
Why would they act differently on a mic than
like being recorded? I'm like, where do my hands go? You know, I'm overthinking.
I know you're freaking out, but it's because you haven't done this in a while, though.
But I've done it a lot.
You have more experience than me, and I'm pretty chill right now.
So. You are. Well, that just might be your demeanor. It's just some people get nervous. I would say you're losing focus sometimes because you're going off on a track of like.
I get excited. I'm sorry.
Nothing wrong getting excited, everybody. Nothing wrong getting excited.
He's saying it's a problem, everyone. I'm sorry.
I've done a lot of podcasts, and I will tell you a correlation. People who have done it often before, and that's why I was excited to have you on.
Yeah.
Because I love your journey. Like, I love what you've been doing. She looks great, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Well, I guess I'm everyone at the moment.
Viewers.
No, but I'm really, I love that. But also that the fact you've done a podcast.
Yeah.
I've done a podcast with a few of my friends.
Yeah.
These are some of the unpublished episodes.
Uh-oh. We're getting deep, everyone.
No, it's not. No, it's not like they got naked or anything. It's just like.
Whoa. I wasn't going to go in that direction, but everyone.
We're getting deep, meaning like, no, they just sucked really bad. They didn't know how to talk. We were all interrupting each other. Even you and I, two people.
That we have been doing that. That's my problem. I do interrupt. That's why I grabbed the mic.
And maybe do that if you want to, if you need to like pull close to you, do that. That's
like fine. Interrupt, be like,
absolutely.
Let me have my moment. But
so
that's crazy though. Like, because I think that it would be easier to talk with friends because you normally do that all the time.
How many? Like four? No, you can't have a podcast with that thing. And I'll tell you
why. Well, not four, but I mean, if you don't have conversations just like one-on-one with people?
Oh, every day, yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So what's the difference between, why did it suck, I guess? Why are we going that?
Oh, well, it sucked because there was too many people. A podcast is really only good one, two, maybe three, but you have to be really good at it, and I'm not. And you're not either because we're interrupting each other with two. Let's bring a third person over here. And then it's just going to get chaotic. We're going to be like partying before the thing's over.
Then we'll forget that we're recording.
No, we definitely won't.
You're like, no.
I think that's the difference in person conversations with, rather than on recorded shows. People know it's out there forever. And you have not been aware that that's recording, you know?
True.
But if you're
because I have to acknowledge you guys. I love you guys, by the way. I know I feel like he's not saying that enough. So I would like to say that.
Said that once, yeah.
He has not. I've said it multiple times. Who your favorite person is on this.
It's probably you, honestly. But I ruffle feathers. That's the whole thing. I'm not trying to ruffle your feathers. I'm just saying. Let's get down to why we came on the show. I know you don't have a ton of time. I'm very halfway in, 30 minutes in.
We're 30 like, minutes into it. Let's talk about why you're sitting in my kitchen, which is an awesome kitchen, by the way. I like this kitchen.
It's the dining room.
Kitchen's dining room.
Yeah, there's not a fridge in this room. I am a corrector. Yeah. Thank you.
I've noticed.
I can't take a compliment, I guess.
You didn't even thank you guys. Think about that.
I don't have to thank them. I would love.
Oh. And three viewers gone.
I'm okay with that. I don't do this for the viewership.
Oh, you do it for the talking shit?
I think there's something deeper to having a one-on-one conversation.
Yeah.
When it's recorded versus like when you're just shooting the shit with your friends.
True.
I like both.
Well, you made a good point a few minutes ago. Like, you're aware. So if you're talking to someone about something, you're not going to hopefully intentionally say something that's going to.
Yeah, definitely.
It seems like he has that problem, but We'll get there.
That's an off. Yeah, we had a couple off. Not with me and her. We were fine, but we had a couple off camera conversations, and they were really interesting. Maybe I'll talk about that in the future.
Yeah.
But I think I don't know how to articulate that well.
Mm-hmm.
But with the scientific part, yeah. I think that makes sense, and that's all I'm saying with just that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I really am a very, very open minded. I don't care.
Well, that's cool. So am I. Don't
murder people or steal from people. Like,
uh-oh.
Are you trying to steal from me?
No, I have literally every murderer on my shirt.
Oh, do you? Right? You really? Yeah, that's awesome. You're like, well, you also love the criminal podcast.
Fun fact about my podcast. Every time I do one, I wear like a really unique shirt, and I always like.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have mug shots of all serial killers because we're getting close to Halloween. Halloween is like 100% my favorite holiday, and yeah, just promoting me and can we do fun facts on this show?
Do whatever you want. Hell yeah.
Well, you were saying that we had to stay on topics.
No, you were just jumping all over. You're like bird, squirrel, dog, tree, cat. I'm saying stay on one, and then we'll talk.
Anyways,
deeply about that.
If you guys want to remember a really cool fact, my birthday is November 24th, and that is also Ted Bundy's birthday. Another crazy fact: he got executed January 24th, 1989, and then I was born November 24th, 1989, which is like 9 months. Not saying I'm reincarnated or anything.
Are you or are you not?
I mean, I did think that was a nice 2 months.
You do? I think that's just because you're in a random place and like you're aware as a woman.
Like I have to like be like aware. Someone's
I've had that conversation with every woman that I probably know.
They have to
be super aware.
I know.
I just walk in.
I'm not. I'm sorry. Like all my friends tell me.
There you go, everybody. If you want to murder somebody, there you go.
Fair game. Fair game. But yeah, all my female friends will like check their back seats or lock their doors. And I don't do any of that.
I've heard.
I'm going to get probably murdered.
Sensing escape routes in like movie theaters.
Yes. Like people do that. Yeah.
It is. And I think that's something that men and women haven't like. Men will never understand that. Right.
Right.
Some men may.
Maybe.
Like, let's talk about bodies.
Yes.
This is one of my insecurities. I have no issues
Ooh,
with.
Okay, we're getting deep, like, everyone.
I'm like not a super tall. I'm 5'10", but I only weigh 155 pounds.
But you're pretty tall though, and I'm pretty sure men that are short would probably be.
Yeah, but so in my opinion, I'm kind of slender. I'm long and lanky, right?
Okay.
But that is somewhat of an insecurity. I'm very happy with my body, but there is a little part that's insecure about that.
Gotcha.
You know, men want to be big, strong. And while I am strong, I mean, I love going to the gym. I'm a little insecure about that.
Okay.
Even for the gym, I'm like, man, I got these small chicken legs over here. My brother used to have a joke. He'd say, are those strings hanging from your shorts or are those your legs?
Oh, that's very sad.
It was hilarious. I love comedy. If one thing that my friends that maybe people on here don't know a lot about me is like, as long as I'm the center of attention, you can make fun of me all day. I don't care.
Oh gosh. Okay, good to know.
At least I can admit it. I like humor and comedy's fun. But you know, what are you insecure about? You know, let's are you really proud of yourself for? Because you've lost a lot of weight.
I have. I've lost like over 30 pounds. So that's
in how long?
I don't know, like 3-4 months.
3-4 months. That's freaking awesome.
Is it? I mean, I feel
yeah,
like
yeah, no, that's 10 pounds a month.
Well, I know, but we were just talking about healthy, like alcohol, like I mean, I think that's average, right? If you want to be healthy, isn't that good? Like 2 pounds.
It depends where you're starting. That wouldn't be healthy for me. I need to gain 10 pounds a month.
In muscle?
No, I mean, I'd love to be 185. That's my ideal weight at 5'10".
So you want to be bigger?
Absolutely, yeah.
Why? Why do you feel like
I've always been an athlete.
Okay.
I've played basketball all my life, so you run off all those calories.
Right.
I do eat a ton.
Okay.
However, I've always just wanted to be a beast. But for me, a beast is probably like 5'10", 185. Like, I'm never going to be 5'10", 280. Like, that's, imagine me 5'10", 280. I'd be like, I wouldn't fit in this room. This table would not have withstood me leaning on it. So
know. We've already had technical difficulties with this table.
This
it would have been good.
It's an old table.
I like this table.
It's my mother's table.
It's very nice.
And it's old.
Well, you need to not break it then.
was an accident. There was a, that's a crazy story that if you really want to, this is way off topic.
I'm not allowed to go off topic.
No. I want to tell it because it's so out of the ordinary.
Here, let's get the mic closer to you. This sounds intense.
This is not body positivity, but
it's anti-body positivity.
So a few years ago during Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, my mother went up to Fayetteville with one of her friends. I don't know why. Oh, yeah, that's important because I was over here at the house.
Okay.
And I was pretty hammered drunk talking about alcohol. Hey, and we have our moments, everybody. And so I don't know what happened. I blacked out, but I woke up fine. I felt fine in the morning, but I remember the dogs, which are being super lazy back here and you can't see them, everybody. I was hoping,
adorable.
I was hoping they were going to get up, get in the podcast, hang out, but I remember they caught something.
Like,
we have a family of raccoons.
Oh, I thought you meant like
in the neighboring house right here. No, they're alive. They're fine. They don't.
They're fine. That's why they're drooling on the back here, guys. It's okay.
They caught something. They caught an STD or something. My dogs. Hope not.
I don't know, man.
And they brought in the house. It wasn't dead. And I think it was a raccoon. And it jumped everywhere. And I remember freaking out.
It
escalates quick because I woke up the next morning. Every shade in this house was off. The table's flipped over. One leg's broken off. There's all this like food in the floor. The back door's wide open. Luckily, it wasn't the front because they would have ran away. We have a fenced-in yard, but
that's intense.
Wild. We have theories. I'm normally not crazy or anything to throw food on the floor, but I'm pretty sure these raccoons, two or three of them, got in the house.
I can't breathe.
And my dogs are going all over the roof. Yeah. Anyways.
It's just funny that you started out this story with like, everyone, I was drunk and I don't remember what happened. But when I woke up, oh shit, it was really bad.
Sometimes you get those moments. Anyways. This got way off topic from body positivity and
it
let's
did.
Talk about our bodies to to now let's talk about getting drunk.
That's his cue to hand it over to me.
Definitely.
So like I said earlier, I grew up in like a very small town. Like, I mean, my hometown, I grew up in Oxford and there was like 300 people. I'm actually going back up there in a couple weeks because I'm homesick. Because I miss all my little friends. Because that is the positive thing I think about small towns is I meet a lot of people in my adult life and it's crazy to me that they don't have best friends. I have two that are really, really good. My friend Alex, I've been friends with her for 21 years. And then Brian, I've been friends with him for 17 years. And it's crazy that people can't say that.
Yeah.
Can you say that?
I absolutely can.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. That's contradicting from mine.
Yeah. 19 years.
Ooh, that's up there.
One of my best friends. Yeah. Two of them, actually.
Oh, you have two. Well, that's two. Good.
One of them, we don't talk as much, but I've already mentioned on the show.
Yeah.
And he knows he'll always be my best friend and always be his. But we got
to each other. Well, life, I mean, I feel like happens too.
It does. That's what's been hard for me not having kids or a family yet. It's like, I understand life happens, but I'm also
that.
A little bit like on the other side of things.
Yeah.
I got kicked to the curb. Had a breakup over the summer too.
That's not good either.
No, that's only the beginning.
You need to be on my show because I specialize in relationships.
I'm scared
to
talk about this in public. It's been so crazy. It's been crazy.
But he's getting off topic. Bro. Remember, he's a bad host. Okay, so I grew up, everyone. Let me get this closer because I feel like he's going to try to grab it. Look, he already is going to.
I was touching this.
All right, so grew up in a very, very small town. Everybody looks, you're distracting me. Everybody looked pretty much the same, like blonde hair, super skinny, like definitely no curves or anything. So I definitely stood out in my community. And that's he's going for the alcohol. This is intense. Sure, if you're pouring, hit it while I keep talking about my story.
No, which
must be boring, by the way, because he's pouring alcohol in the middle
of
the story.
No, it's not. Continue.
So anyways, I definitely looked a lot different from everyone in my community where I grew up. So I started having body issues probably a lot sooner than a lot of people. Because I just realized that I was different. So luckily though, I'm the
can you explain what you mean? Like
what do you mean? What do you I have Native American in me.
Or did you mean like what did you mean exactly? Just to
just skinny
okay, yeah,
versus curves is what I was talking about. But that's a good point. I mean, yeah, everyone was of the white race there. I am white, but when you meet me, people don't think that. But I have Native American. I'm like 1/16th white Choctaw. So I'm a little Native American.
I'm 1/94th Choctaw. No, I'm kidding.
Anyways.
1/16th, though. I mean, is that why don't you, yeah.
I mean, I think that's pretty good. Yeah. Because my great great grandmother was full Choctaw. So that has to be. He's like,
I don't know.
I don't know how it works. I mean, being serious, I can't explain it to you guys. Someone told me that I get like cool stuff, but I don't take advantage of that.
Like in Oklahoma, like free.
Like in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
No. I mean, like, I think you can qualify for like schooling. If I wish there was people here to ask, but I want to say it's like schooling. There's like government funding because you know. Yeah.
No, I did know that.
People took our land.
I knew a girl in college. She actually got to go to school for free because she was like 1/10.
Dang, see?
I don't know what
tribe. I think it draws, each tribe is different, and it draws a line at something, some point.
Weird world to live in.
Weird world, isn't
it? That stuff happened, like, not too long ago, you know?
What?
Like, the whole killing of all the Indians?
Oh, you got so passionate about it. I'm like, well, that just
happened. I studied history, and
I'm in history right now. My goodness.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm taking
a break. I didn't know you were back in school.
Yeah, I'm back in school, everyone. Cool. I'm going for occupational therapy.
How are you talking to everyone? That's the wrong thing to do.
What, talking to everyone?
I promise you.
What, I gotta talk to you?
That's good. You're on my show. I promise.
Oh, no.
Take this moment to take a quick break. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to take this moment for a good podcasting tip and a good conversational tip. Instead of addressing everybody in the room, address the person that's right in front of you who's taking the mic.
Yeah.
I promise you.
So let's change this. Oh, that was probably like bad. Anyways.
Okay. I don't mind.
Cheers. Where was I even at?
I'm not taking this whole thing at once.
Heck yeah, go. Because I'm in the middle of my story.
I'm gonna wait.
I'll cheers you and then you go and then I'm gonna finish my story. Why is it bad luck?
I'm sipping.
Okay, hit it. Okay, so where were we? Because you interrupted me by a million times.
You were talking about you're a Native American.
Oh yes. Anyways, that's not what I was talking about.
When you grew up in school.
Yeah. So when I grew up, definitely body conscious, like probably like eight.
Eight?
Yeah. Wow. I already had people like say stuff to me when I was in kindergarten, but I don't think it affected
kind
me.
Of stuff.
Like just being rude. Like we had to have like a kumbaya in my kindergarten class because people were being racist to me. They thought I was another race. It did happen.
Wow.
Yeah. That really did. That's a true story. But I mean, later on it was fine. I mean, but I just think it started really, really young with me. And then I'm like how you were talking about earlier, female. I just feel like all the cards were stacked against me. Okay, so then there's that, and then
this is a good podcast. Now we're talking.
I can
ask all the questions. And
okay, hit it.
Podcast ask about me, going not wide questions. But deep.
Okay, hit it. Because I'm an open book. Okay,
I'm gonna keep this right here.
Ooh, you talk you're gonna much? Share. Thank you. Oh, you made the gentleman.
This is my show. I don't have to share if I want to. No. Hopefully, you'll come back on.
I know, when I come back, this is fun.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
Yeah.
Now, you were talking about they would say things. What were they saying at five?
I don't remember. I mean, okay. That was in kindergarten. I just remember my mom telling me that, like, she had to talk to the kindergarten teacher about something I came home and said. And then my kindergarten teacher was amazing, though. She handled it really, really well. She made everyone, like, dress up like we're, like, basically, like, if you were Irish, you know, you would come, you know, like, and then we all got to learn about different cultures. I thought she handled it pretty fucking well, being serious.
That's pretty cool.
Because I didn't have any more issues after that. But where I grew up, you said that you knew it was kind of by Mountain Home. I mean, it was very close to like Harrison. So that's like the capital of the KKK.
Yep.
So it was probably that's some,
what they say.
Some offsprings floating around there. But I don't remember if that makes, I mean, I don't remember what the comment was because I was so young.
Yeah, I used to deal with that being short, but that's different. I mean, I was short. I was 5'2" until the ninth grade.
Oh, dang. I grew
8 inches.
How the, whoa, year, what's 16 the heck? Months. That's crazy.
I shot way up. Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, how did you think? Well, that's another topic.
Yeah, that's a different topic.
Yeah.
I think just everybody's self-conscious about their body.
True.
I agree. I wonder what The Rock is self-conscious about. He's definitely self, everyone is self-conscious about many things because we're all our own worst enemy.
Yeah, definitely.
I bet he's like, my shoulders are too big. I'm gonna walk sideways through the door.
Maybe. I don't know. Or it could be something like from his childhood.
Yeah, it's most of the time from our childhood.
Typically.
Absolutely. So that's,
and then it just kind of builds.
Yeah. I think mine are from my childhood not being reassured.
Yeah, same.
Because that I'm enough or that I've done enough. And you know, I look back at some of the things I've done, like relationships I've had or jobs that I've had that didn't reassure me.
Okay.
That made me really insecure.
Huh. That's a good point.
I some people like words of affirmation as their love language. That is,
that's what I was about to say. Yeah, that reminds me of love language, because I did not know that until after my divorce, actually. And then I kind of dug into it, and I did not realize that everybody had different ways of showing, like showing and receiving how you're appreciated. I wasn't taught that, nothing. And I mean, I
so what are you? You got words of affirmation, physical touch, gifts, acts of service.
That was my
and was that fifth one?
No, no, there's a bunch.
There's five.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Well, I just missed one. I was confused. Physical touch, acts of service, words of affirmation, gift giving, and quality time is that fifth one.
Quality time.
Quality, like some people just like to be around their partner. You could be watching TV
and just not doing anything. Just as long as they're like,
as long as they're around. And that, you think about that, many people haven't had people around in their life. So they just want somebody around. And that's a...
Well, which kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier about like, if you're not reassured, and then it's an insecurity, and that probably could spin off from childhood. Look at you go, staying on track.
I am. I'm putting us back on here. I'm promise you're listening.
Putting us back on here. What's happening?
Oh, I just took it off. I don't know if we have any comments yet. It's hard to see. Guys, if you're just joining this or if you're watching, feel free to comment below. Would love to. I don't think people will actually do this. I'm challenging them to, but I don't know if they will.
Okay.
But put a comment below about what you're insecure about. And Tabitha and I will both tell you why you shouldn't be insecure about that and why we love you anyways.
Yes, I think that's good. I recently just did a photo shoot. He already knows, but it was...
Cheers.
Oh, thank you.
The photo shoot.
I know, the photo shoot was really, like, I guess the best way to say it was like growth. Like, I felt growth. That's why I wanted to come do this, because
I had a feeling.
Yeah, because it definitely is like pushing me out of my comfort zone. And I think in my life, when I get pushed out of my comfort zone, I learn so much from that experience. And for me, I had so many people reach out to me after I posted. I'll back up. Actually, I had one person tell me not to post my pictures. We'll start there.
That's perfect.
Because he's like, oh yeah, this is going to be good. Okay. I had one person, and they were like, oh, you know, I saw this girl post this, and you know, it was really, really bad. You don't need to do that to yourself. Like, don't put yourself out there like that. And I was like, but it's not, I don't look at it as putting myself out there, like advertising for OnlyFans. For me, it's an accomplishment for me that I've lost 30 pounds and I'm super, like, there's a long way I want to go. However, I was like confident enough to like go do that, like something that I would never do. And I think that that's cool. Mm. And I like how much I like grew from that experience. First of all, I made new friends, which I absolutely love those girls now. And then, so it was just a lot. It was like, I got to grow. I got to meet new people. I challenged myself, and then I did something I didn't think I was going to do. I think that was like, for me, the cherry on top. Doing something.
So what was the reaction from... Because I saw some of the pictures. They were you very did. Nice. What was some of the reaction?
So a lot of the people were, everybody was positive. So that one person didn't say anything. So, but the positive people though,
how many positive reactions? God. I mean, you can brag here. If you got 100, 200, I didn't look at how many
likes. It was a lot. It was like, well, on the, like every kind of sporadic, like over 500, which is crazy to me. It was intense. I was like, I didn't know. And then people started feeling
good enough for everybody.
I'm really like how he was saying earlier, I'm like an open person. So people can really talk to me about stuff. And I didn't realize that a lot of people were very scared to do anything like this. And people, like you were saying, like you compared The Rock, I had multiple people, guys, females say, I don't feel comfortable doing this. I can't believe you did that. Like, that's so awesome that you did that. And I'm just like, okay, why are you not doing it? That's awesome. Like,
and then you look at the response that you get, it's like, oh shit, most people are supportive.
Yeah. Like there's not... Yeah. Like of course you're gonna have negative, I mean, regardless. You were talking about that like at the beginning, just social media in general, you're gonna see negative more than positive.
I agree.
However, though, I feel like it's important for us as humans to be advocates for the positive. And that's why I wanted to come here to kind of talk to everyone to be like, yeah, if you don't think you should do it, you should, because I mean, we don't have a lot of time on this earth. I definitely know that firsthand. I don't want people to wait and just be like, oh, you know, like, cause that's kind of what I did. I did that.
Never live in regret.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I mean, I just feel, cause I did that. Cause I've always been like, oh, I'm going to do this photo shoot like when I'm skinnier. Like, you know, like I always would like give myself like a little bit of a goal. And even though like I wasn't like at my quote unquote like goal that I wanted to be, I still did it. And I had so much fun doing it.
And you're still on your way too.
I am.
Which is great. And everybody, Tabitha's got a really great story. I just looked at the time.
No.
And I
know
you have to get out of here.
Oh, I do.
It sucks because
it
sucks because we now get into the deep conversation. It just
took, I know.
It happens every time. And this is the difference between like me and a professional at this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get better at it. It's like you got to ease people in, and then 15 minutes in, we're like, oh, now we got into good conversation deep.
Right.
We were too excited.
We got to do a part two. Oh my God.
I was going to say, I wish we could. I'll definitely have you back on.
Yeah, this was fun.
Who knows? Maybe we can build from it.
Cool. Yeah.
Do something
else. I thought this was fun. Like,
thank you so much. Yeah. Where can everybody find you? Instagram, Facebook. What's your main?
Can I post it somewhere?
Go back in the feed on this on my
and
page
just post
and just
it.
Tag it.
Okay,
we
cool.
didn't get a single comment.
Because we're awesome. I'm
throwing the bird, you guys. Comment. Anyways, we love you all.
I love how he flips you guys off and then he's like, oh, we love you. Psych.
It's called humor. But, if you get offended, I'm sorry. I can't make everybody happy. But I do love you. I promise you. I don't not love anybody. It's just, I gotta be me, you know?
Oh, God.
What?
And I'm not coming back.
And we're done.
Check in, mate. But no, I'll put all my stuff in the comments or on his page. I do have a podcast too called Love and Memories that is actually coming back. So all my little fans will be excited about that. And we just kind of talk about relationship advice. So it's a little bit different than this. I like this. Actually,
it's a good. I had a lot of fun. We definitely need to do it more, but maybe for longer, and then like cut the first 30 minutes out to where we get.
No, I think we need to add the first 30 minutes.
You're right.
All
cut the middle out.
Yes.
The first 30 minutes.
Like cut the bloopers.
Setting this up, guys. This microphone does not work. If you stayed the whole episode, this doesn't work. It just looks good. This was how it's supposed to be.
I know. I was trying to make it like look cute, but if you notice, we kept fighting over one.
And that's why you can't do a podcast with one microphone.
I know, but it's not my.
I gotta invest in another one real quick.
Stupid, and it wouldn't like attach.
Yeah, it is stupid. All right. With that said, computer, do not hear me. Apple, I love you. Thanks for listening, lending a hand, everybody.
Spock on. Boop.